From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in Nairobi, Kenya, his ancestral home, where he was greeted on the tarmac late Friday by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other dignitaries. Mr. Obama later dined with his step-grandmother, his sister, and other extended family members. VOA's Aru Pandey reporting that the president now gets down to business later today.
While here, President Obama will have a busy schedule, speaking at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, laying a wreath at the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, before holding bilateral talks with Kenya's president, which are expected to focus on counterterrorism and boosting economic ties. On Sunday, President Obama will give a speech here at a stadium in Nairobi before departing for Ethiopia. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkey has launched cross-border airstrikes against Islamic State targets Friday, opening its air bases also to U.S. warplanes attacking militant forces in Syria. Airstrikes were Turkey's first against Islamic State targets in Syria. Foreign Ministry in Ankara said U.S.-led coalition forces could operate from all air bases in southern Turkey near the Syrian border for operations against the Islamic State militants. Turkish statement said it would also take part in anti-IS operations inside of Syria. U.S. officials are denying a report by the Wall Street Journal that says the Obama administration is preparing to release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard early to help ease tensions with Israel. Pollard, a Jewish American, was arrested on charges of spying for Israel in 1985. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if American lawmakers vote against the deal on Iran's nuclear program, it would give Tehran the green light to develop a nuclear weapon. Speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, Mr. Kerry said congressional rejection of the deal would put the world on the verge of war in a volatile region.
We go right back to square one where we were with no alternative. Iran is enriching. We have no inspections. We have no ability to know what they're doing. We don't roll back their program. We're right back where we were, and we are going to head to conflict.
Congress has just over 50 days to accept or reject the Iran nuclear deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not endorse the pact. It would take a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress to override a presidential veto. U.S. military says it killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike. It happened earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan. We get more now from Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb.
The Pentagon has confirmed that Abu Khalil al-Sudani was killed by a U.S. airstrike in the Bermal district of Afghanistan's Paktika province on July 11th. Defense officials describe al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operations. The Pentagon says al-Sudani was directly linked to plotting attacks on U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. U.S. airstrikes have killed several high-ranking al-Qaeda officials in recent months. The group's deputy chief was killed by a drone strike last month in Yemen. Earlier this week, the Pentagon announced that longtime al-Qaeda operative Mohsen El-Fadi was also killed in a strike. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
European regulators have approved a prospective new malaria vaccine, setting it on path to possible licensing and assessment by the World Health Organization. Lisa Schlein reports.
On Friday, the European Medicines Agency issued a positive assessment of the GlaxoSmithKline vaccine called Mosquirix, essentially giving the WHO the green light to review the product for its use in Africa. Scientists have been searching for an effective vaccine against malaria for decades. Mosquirix is the first one, which has gone through a phase 3 trial. Malaria infects 200 million people worldwide every year and kills nearly 600,000, most of them children under the age of 5 in Africa. If the vaccine is proven to work, health officials believe it could potentially save millions of lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Oh, it's hard to imagine the polio virus doing anything but harm. Researchers are now using it for a positive purpose to attack cancer cells in the brain. You can get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.